USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Still no deal on the nation's debt ceiling. President Biden and Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy edged closer to a deal to avoid a looming U.S. debt default yesterday, agreeing a default is not going to happen. Republican Senator Marco Rubio on Fox News last night.
And this president to reach a deal, that's how all these things have happened in the past, and it's Biden being late to the game and playing around with this that has brought us to this point.
Democrat leader Chuck Schumer after yesterday's meeting in Washington.
We need to pass a bipartisan bill with bipartisan support in both chambers. I asked Speaker McCarthy, does he agree with that? And he said yes.
Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron has won the state's Republican gubernatorial primary and will face incumbent Democrat Governor Andy Beshear in the November general election. Cameron came out on top in a crowded field of 12 Republican candidates.
I firmly and fully believe in the American spirit and the innovative spirit of the hardworking men and women all across this country.
Legislation banning most abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy will become law in North Carolina after the state's Republican-controlled General Assembly successfully overrode the Democrat governor's veto last night. The House completed the second and final part of the override after a similar 3/5 majority voted for the override earlier yesterday in the state Senate. An intruder was able to get into the home of the man in charge of national security undetected.
The unidentified man entered National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan's home in late April. The intruder was able to get into the home undetected by Sullivan's security detail. Sullivan told the man, who appeared to be drunk, to leave, and he did. Sullivan then alerted agents to the incident. The Secret Service is investigating. I'm John Schaefer.
Today is National Bike to School Day. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
Carrie, is this schedule the most updated?
There's a wedding season rush at Dr. Iona's dental practice.
You're fully booked this week. We can try and squeeze you in next Tuesday.
She needs a dental hygienist to unveil fresh smiles.
How long has three been under the UV light?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
President Biden is speaking out against anti-Semitism.
He hosted lawmakers and community leaders for a reception at the White House on Tuesday to mark Jewish American Heritage Month.
In America, evil will not win. Hate will not prevail. The venom and violence of anti-Semitism will not be the story of our time.
The president also noted that the 2017 white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, was what convinced him to make a White House run in 2020. There, protesters carried torches and chanted phrases that included, "Jews will not replace us." I'm Skip Kelly.
Sherrill Parker won the Democrat primary for mayor of Philadelphia yesterday. Parker's victory positions her with the possibility of becoming the city's first female mayor. Parker supports the police tactic of stop and frisk to help deter crime and called for hiring 300 more police officers. Parker and Republican David O. move on to the November election. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is sending more than 1,100 Florida law enforcement agents and National Guard members to the Texas-Mexico border.
The move comes after a letter was sent by Texas Governor Greg Abbott calling on all 50 states to send help if they can. DeSantis responded, ordering 800 Florida National Guard members, 200 state police agents, and 100 highway patrol troopers to leave his state to go to the border. DeSantis made a similar decision in 2021 when he sent more than 100 Florida law enforcement officers to Texas' southern border for 6 weeks. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
NAPA! Yeah.